Hey, what's going on, listeners? I'm just getting done with a meeting that I had with one of the dealerships that we were going over the Facebook Live idea. I had mentioned that a couple podcasts ago, and he actually had a great observation because one of the dealerships that I work with, they have like six locations, I believe, and they're all embracing the idea of doing Facebook Live, but you have to be careful who you have going on the Facebook Live. For instance, a couple of the sales guys that were doing these Facebook Lives, you could tell they didn't want to do it. Not at all. And it's going to hurt your brand. If you come across as not enjoying yourself or that you're being coerced or forced to doing it, it's going to backfire. You got to have fun with it. You know, be an actor. You know, pretend that, you know, you just have the best day ever. Or come across, because people in their day-to-day lives want to escape reality, which is why people go to the movies, why people watch TV, why people just want to escape, because the day-to-day reality is hard. It's not easy. And they always want that Norman Rockwell, you know, perfect Thanksgiving picture in their mindset of everyone sitting down and having the perfect meal at the perfect time. And you and I both know that's not going to be real. But if you have your salespeople and or your general manager or your sales manager and they want to do the live feed, if they don't come across as genuine or someone that's really enjoying doing the Facebook Live, it's going to not create a very good brand for your dealership or for your market. Like, perfect example, some of the components that we were talking about in creating a successful Facebook Live is looking directly at the camera, not looking away, not keeping it at the bottom, not, you know, having a disinterest in the camera, but engaging your audience. Looking at them eye to eye, pretending that the camera is your customer. And then on top of that, the way that you, like, for instance, one of the folks that we were talking about, it, that doesn't come across all that great on the Facebook Live, and they have the potential of getting better, but one of the things that they do in person so well, they're just a wonderful people person. But for whatever reason, when that camera light goes on and they're recording, it just doesn't come across well. Like, they freeze up. Just pretend that that camera is a real live person. And whatever you would say to that person right there in the moment is how you want to be able to have that video record. Not you as some coerced robot. Not you freezing up because you're not sure of what to say. You wouldn't do that in front of a person. If that person were in front of you, you would ask them how their day is. You would ask them, you know, what they were looking for or whatever. Same idea, same concept. When you're doing that Facebook Live, people can sense if you're just doing it. You know, they had one of the sales guys that were doing the Facebook Live feed, and it was just an atrocity. It was really not good at all. They were just looking angry, and you could tell. And some of the comments on the video were, you know, like, I'm feeding my dog the video to help, you know, keep him up before he has to go into surgery. And, you know, these are real comments that are going on the page. So you got to be careful. You know, not everyone is cut out to doing Facebook Live videos, and that's okay. And if you are one of those folks that are just, you heard my message and you think for your dealership that could be a great idea, and you think you're going to force one of your salespeople or one of your sales managers or your general manager or whatever in front of it, and they just aren't up for it, it's going to backfire. Don't do it. You know, hire someone to do it. Get someone that is enthusiastic and is excited to do it. Get maybe a young person coming in off the street. I don't know. All I do know is what doesn't work is when you force somebody to do something that they're not comfortable with. Now, you could go in. I can teach you different strategies. Like, one of the things that we were going through is if you want to post motivational pictures in the morning, you know, like hang in there, you know, keep believing, whatever it is that you want to. And there's some great, if you look up on Google or on Bing or whatever your search engine is, I like Google Images. Bing Images are another great one. And you can see these motivational images and motivational quotes. And then you can put a picture around that motivational quote. And when you do that, what's fantastic about that whole thing is the fact that later on in the afternoon, you can make a video about the picture that you posted on that motivational quote. For instance, you know, we did that quote this morning. I really thought that what I created there for that, the idea behind the quote was blah, blah, blah. And then you can create a live video around that idea or that quote. And it will get you some interest because people want to have follow-up. People are engaged with what it is that you're creating, as long as you're engaging. If you're boring and you're coming across as boring, people notice that. People feed off of that. You know, you want to make yourself have a personality. I'm not saying you have to be perfect. I'm not saying that you have to be something other than what you are. But what you do have to do is not be boring. You can't come across as Bueller. And for those of you guys that are a little bit older, there was a movie called Ferris Bueller's Day Off back in the 90s. There was a teacher, Bueller, because he would always take a day off. And that's where I was using that expression. And I always thought everyone knew that, but not everyone does. So I apologize. I'm going off on a little tangent. But my point for saying all this is that if you have someone in the dealership who is engaged and excited to do that type of work where they can get in front of the camera and they're enthusiastic, do it. But if they're not, then what you could do if you still want to capture the Facebook Live is there's some cool software that you can use that can pretend to create the live, and you can upload it as a live video, but it was recorded at a predetermined time. Now, I would not suggest putting it up as live. You could put in the upper left-hand corner or upper right-hand corner, recorded live earlier, or something to that effect, because you don't want to be misleading to people. And if that doesn't work, another strategy would be, if you want, you could just focus on the vehicles, or just like we were talking about one of the GMs that I was just talking with in the meeting, one of the best live videos that he had was when he was going in the early morning. He had a video, not really that you could see him because it was still dark out, but you could see the sun rising, which was awesome. And he got a lot of comments and likes and shares of that because he was going in early to do work that a lot of other dealership general managers wouldn't do, because you're not getting, you know, the accolades. No one's there to see you going in those hours of the morning. And if you are shy behind the camera and you want to be able to still capture the benefits of Facebook Live, then do that. You know, focus on your product. Focus on the process. Focus on the people. You know, I feel like I'm doing a Marcus Lemonis here. If you guys have ever seen him on CNBC, it's called The Profit. And he always talks about people, process, and product are the three P's that are so important. And that couldn't be more accurate in the car dealership world. So focus on that. You know, focus on what you bring to the table. What makes your dealership different? Why should I buy from you? And if you're able to focus on that and talk about that, that's going to engage people. That's going to get people excited. You know, one of the things that he was telling me this afternoon in the meeting was that he had somebody come in. He's like, oh, you're the guy from the Facebook videos. Yeah, I remember because I'd seen the image of where the location was. And I just came in because I'm looking for this truck, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, 2 months ago, before we started doing these Facebook Live feeds, there's no chance in hell, not a chance. He agreed that he would have gotten that person, not a chance. And he has a new salesperson starting on Monday. And the only reason that salesperson, he used to be a top-notch salesperson for them, is he was working at another dealership. The general manager at the other dealership just upset him. And I think I mentioned this on another podcast, but he had seen what what he was doing on these Facebook Live videos, and he wanted to be a part of it. So now he's coming on board, and he's going to start on Monday, and it's all because of the Facebook Live videos. So not, it doesn't always have to be selling. You know, he's got a new salesperson coming in that's going to kind of inject some life to the dealership because of the Facebook Live feeds. And he's buying in hook, line, and sinker into the whole process and idea. So hopefully this is helping. If you guys want to be able to expand your Facebook reach or expand just your reach in general, look at using Facebook Live. Please. Friday afternoon, I'm jazzed. I'm pumped up. Please, if you have questions, hit me up. Let me know. You know, if you go to anchor.fm/, I think it's John Spangler or something like that, or just look up John Spangler Car Dealerships. I'm in there with the different podcasts and everything else so you can see. I'll try and answer it honestly and give you some, you know, I've had people text me, you know, and email me some different questions, and I'll try and get those answered here on my podcast moving forward. But really, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to help you guys sell more cars. So hope you guys have a great weekend, and take care. See ya.